Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, hello, hello, hello for another week. And I always like free or low-cost stuff, so that's what we're going to start with in this program today. Free or low-cost summer concerts around the Triangle. We're going to start with the Chatham County Bynum Front Porch Friday Night Music Series. It takes place the second and fourth Saturdays each month from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it that's the Bynum Front Porch Pickin'. The Friday night series obviously runs through September from 7 to 9 on Friday nights. Okay. Saturdays, no. Saturdays is for Front Porch Pickin'. Weaver Street Market in Carrboro, After Hours Music on the Lawn, Thursdays 6:30 to 8:30. And Jazz Brunch on Sundays from 11 to 1 at the Hillsboro Store. Hillsboro's Outdoors every Thursday, 6 to 8. And at the Southern Village Store, there's Wind Down Wednesdays, 5:30 to 7:30. Cary has a number of concerts events. Two of them, though, have been postponed. The Downtown Performers Series and the 7 o'clock Rock Series have been postponed due to the Downtown Cary Streetscape Project. Other events, Starlight Concert Series in Cary, the concerts are free, take place in the beautiful gardens of Paige Walker Arts and History Center. Fourth Friday of the month through September, all concerts start at 7. And the Sertoma Concert Series, held at Sertoma Amphitheater inside Bond Park. Concerts are free and scheduled for the following dates: May 29th, June 5, 12, 13, and 26, July 11th, and August 8th. Clayton's Town Square Concert Series are always the third Thursday of every month through September. Concerts are 7 to 9 on the Town Square lawn. And then, of course, coming very soon, Clayton's 2015 Millstock, this is its 15th year, and it is set for June 6th, and the event taking place two blocks of Main Street in front of the Clayton Square. Toast and Tunes Concerts, Clower Family Vineyards Apex, held the second Saturday of each month through November from 2 to 4. Concerts at the Crossroads is back for another season at Flowers Crossroads. The Beach Music Concerts are set for 3 to 6 p.m. on the following Sunday, September 13th, Jim Quick and the Coastline Band, and then October 11th, it's the Band of Oz. Once again, we're talking about free or low-cost summer concerts. Carolina Inn's Fridays on the Front Porch returns for another season in Chapel Hill. Enjoy free live music every Friday through October 3rd, 5 to 8 p.m. Food, beer, and wine will be offered. 140 West Franklin Plaza in Chapel Hill hosts events every Friday from 6 to 9 until June 19th. Raleigh's Oak City 7, the concerts are held on Thursdays from 5 to 10:30. City Plaza, Fayetteville Street, downtown Raleigh. Scheduled concerts are set for May 28th, June 11th and 25th, July 9th and 23rd, and August 6th and 20th. Also, there's Pickin' in the Plaza, downtown Raleigh's free summer bluegrass concerts. They're held on the Thursdays on the following dates this summer, June 4th and 18th, July 2nd, 16th and 30th, and then August 13th and 27th. A Southern Summer Outdoor Concert Series through September 20th. Southern Village, Chapel Hill, free concerts on the Village Green each Sunday starting at 6 p.m. live in the District Music Series at Village Marketplace, Morrisville, each Thursday night through June 18th from 6 to 8:30. Saturdays in Saxapahaw, this is the 11th season for Saturdays in Saxapahaw. Events at the Hay Wagon Stage through August 29th. Festivities take place every Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. through, and that, I did that again. Okay, let's try that again. Events for Saturdays in Saxapahaw at the Hay Wagon Stage through August 29th. The weekly festivities include performances by top bands featuring bluegrass, back porch, blues, folk, gospel, Latin, Celtic, funk, roots, Americana, and old-time music. Festivities take place every Saturday from 5 to 8 through the end of August. Admission is free, though donations are appreciated. The Warehouse Blues Concert Series kicks off July 10th. It's the 12th annual Warehouse Blues Series. Four Fridays of live blues concerts. In addition to July 10th, events are held July 17th, the 24th, and the 31st, and all events are free. At the American Tobacco Amphitheater, some free concerts, May 28th at Scythian, June 11th, Jim White versus the Packway Handle Band, June 25th, the Gravy Boys, July 30th, Jeff Austin Band, August 13th, Music Maker All-Star Review, August 27th, American Aquarium, and September 10th, it is Chatham County Line. The final event in the Six Sundays Concert Series in Wake Forest takes place May 31st. It's the Gravy Boys. It's a free concert. They take place at Joyner Park Amphitheater on Harris Road in Wake Forest. Concerts run from 5 to 7. And there are a lot of Carolina music festivals around the state. May 29th through the 31st, it's Neon Weekend in Forest City. Old school and modern electronic music acts from North Carolina and surrounding states come together for an energy-filled live audio and visual experience. Must be 18 years old or older to attend. The festival site is Forest City Grass Amphitheater. May 30th, Durham Blues and Brews Festival, Durham Central Park. This is an adults-only event. May 30th, Shallow Bag Shag Fest Beach Music Festival in Manteo. It's at Roanoke Island Festival Park. June 4th through the 6th, Bluegrass in Cherokee, obviously taking place in Cherokee, the festival site, Happy Holiday RV Village. June 5 and 6th, Bluegrass and Old Time Fiddlers Convention, Mount Airy, at the Veterans Memorial Park. June 5th and 6th, Brevard Blues Festival, Brevard, and the festival site is the Brevard Music Center. This is the second annual event, and it's a lead-in to the Brevard Music Center's Classical Series. June 5th through the 7th, Grover Fest in Ferguson. Grover Fest presents local and East Coast bands representing music genres from across the board for all ages. Festival attendance is to be limited to 650 people on site, located at the High Country Motorcycle Camp. June 5th through the 7th, and I'm going to practice at this one, or I did over the last week, Okra Folk Festival. This is held on Ocracoke Island. Okra Folk is presented by Ocracoke Alive, a non-profit cultural arts organization. The festival site is Howard Street and School Road, which should not be hard to find. I think there's only a few streets on Ocracoke. June 6th, it's the Carolina Beach Music Festival, Carolina Beach. It's on the beach near Carolina Beach Boardwalk. June 6th, mentioned this before, Millstock Art and Music Festival in Clayton. It's on Horn Square. June 12th through the 13th, Charlie Pool Music Festival in Eden. This is at the Governor Moorhead Park. June 12th through the 13th, Blue Ridge Barbecue and Music Festival in Tryon. Festival site is Harmon Field. In addition to a barbecue cook-off sanctioned by the Kansas City Barbecue Society that awards $20,000 in prize money, the festival presents two stages with a variety of music, a crafts fair, a classic car show, carnival rides, and more. And once again, this is July 12th and 13th, Harmon Field in Tryon. Okay, June 12th and 13th, Pop Ferguson Blues Heritage Festival, Lenore. The festival preserves and presents the blues as a historic art form with educational programs in addition to blues music. In addition to concerts and musician workshops, the weekend includes a street festival. The festival site is historic downtown Lenore. June 13th, Bluff Mountain Festival in Hot Springs. The site is the Hot Springs Spa and Campground. June 13 and 14, and I hope I pronounce this correctly, NODA Summer Music Fest in Charlotte. The festival site is the NODA District. July 13th through the 20th, Dewey Fest in Burlington. The festival site is Maplewood Hills. June 18th through August 2nd, Brevard Summer Institute and Festival in Brevard. The Brevard Music Center, a summer institute for classical music students age 14 and older, presents some 80 concerts throughout its 7-week festival, showcasing nationally recognized artists and the center's three orchestras. The Independence Day concert features live cannons during the 1812 Overture. The festival site, Brevard Music Center, and nearby venues. And then June 25th through the 27th, the Big What? This is in Mebane. 3 big days of camping, art, music, love, and mystery, along with contests, theme nights, and an abundance of other nonsense and surprises. The festival will present music on two stages, a vendor village and art gallery, and the venue also has an 18-hole disc golf course. Festival site is Lynch Farm in Mebane. Once again, the 25th through the 27th, the Big What? Okay, the official Hopscotch Music Festival lineup is out. The festival, planned September 10th through the 12th, will feature 130 bands at various clubs in downtown Raleigh. The event will also include concerts each night in City Plaza. Canadian post-rock band Godspeed You Black Emperor will headline the City Plaza stage on Thursday, September 10th, with Atlanta's Deer Hunter as the opener. The following night, indie rock band TV on the Radio will headline with Tycho. Durham's own Carlita Duran will be the opening act. On Saturday, September 12th, country singer, songwriter, and actor Dwight Yoakam will headline. Los Angeles band X and local favorites American Aquarium and the Vibe Killers will open. VIP passes, which allow you to skip lines at club shows, and 3-day passes are on sale now through etix.com. That's etix.com. Single-day passes and City Plaza tickets will go on sale later this summer. We're going to talk about some North Carolina festivals and events as we are about at the halfway point of the show. May 30th, Over the Mountain Triathlon in Kings Mountain. Also May 30th, Music on the Corner, Robertsonville. June 4th, Rockingham Plaza Jam Concert Series. June 6th, the Wingate Summer Fun Festival. June 7th, Ashboro Summer Concert Series. June 13th, Arts by the Sea Festival, Swansboro. June 13th, Hildebrand Classic Cruise Inn. June 20th, North Carolina Blueberry Festival in Berga. June 20th, 3rd Annual Wake Forest Charity Car Show. June 21st, Asheboro Summer Concert Series. June 26th and 27th. July 3rd through the 5th, July 10th through the 12th, and July 17th through the 19th, it's Liberty Mountain in Kings Mountain. June 27th through July 4th, the Fun 4th Festival in Greensboro. June 27th, Hildebrand Classic Cruise Inn. June 30th through July 4th, Southeast Old Threshers Reunion in Denton. If you have not been, that is quite the place, the Denton Farm Park. They've got an old steam engine that runs around the park if you've not been there. And it seems like the event is always one of the hottest of the whole summer. Whew. I've gone there and sweat. Oh, my goodness. July 2nd through the 4th, Harrisburg July 4th celebration. July 2nd, Rockingham Plaza Jam Concert Series. July 3rd, annual Garner Independence Day celebration. July 3rd and 4th, Christmas and July Festival in West Jefferson. Also July 3rd and 4th, Independence Day celebration, Corolla. And we've got four more on July 4th. Swansboro, Lillington, Chapel Hill, and the Uncle Sam Jam in High Point, all on July 4th. And, of course, there are... Wow, I don't know how many July 4th celebrations around the state of North Carolina. Check your local area for events near you. July 5th, Kings Mountain Revolutionary 4th. July 5th, Asheboro Summer Concert Series. And July 11th, the Hildebrand Classic Cruise Inn. Switching to the Durham Performing Arts Center. A lot of events. Friday, May 29th, The Tallest Man on Earth with special guest Madison Ward and the Mama Bear. Saturday, May 30th, Britt Floyd, the world's greatest Pink Floyd show. June 2nd through the 7th, Newsies. June 11th through the 13th, Shenway Dance Arts. Of course, this is part of the American Dance Festival. June 18th through the 20th, the same in connection with the ADF event. June 18th through the 20th is Pilobolas. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Friday and Saturday, June 26th and 27th, it is Soledad Barrio and Noche Flamenca. Acclaimed by critics for its exceptionally emotional performances, Noche Flamenca is one of the most authentic flamenco companies performing today, and Soledad Barrio is its star. July 2nd through the 4th, it is the Paul Taylor Dance Company. Paul Taylor Dance Company will be back to present the classic word esplanade, set to Bach and based on everyday movement. Walking, running, jumping, and sliding, the dance remains as daringly exuberant and eloquent today as the day it premiered. Friday and Saturday, July 10th and 11th, Bill T. Jones and Arnie Zane Dance Company. Sunday, July 12th, Flowetry Reunion. Saturday, July 18th, three acts, two dancers, one radio host. Sunday, July 19th, once again, these are all Durham Performing Arts Center events, DPAC. Again, Sunday, July 19th, American Idol Live Tour 2015, and that's from the TV show's 14th season. Friday and Saturday, July 24th and 25th at DPAC, Doug Verone and dancers. Thursday, July 30th, it is Jill Scott. Sunday, August 9th, Bill Maher. Tuesday, August 18th, Lyle Lovett and his large band. Thursday, September 10th, The Legend of Zelda, Symphony of the Goddesses. Wednesday, September 23rd through October 4th, Beautiful, the Carole King musical. Wednesday, October 7th, it is Jackson Browne. All right, moving to the North Carolina Museum of Art, Friday, June 12th. It's Brandi Carlile at 8 p.m. Wednesday, June 17th, Gary Clark Jr. Performances at 8 o'clock, or the performance is at 8 o'clock. Tickets $40 reserved, $29 general admission. Friday, June 19th, Nico Case at 8. Thursday, June 25th, King Sunny Ade and his African Beats. That's an 8 o'clock show. Saturday, July 11th, the Paris Combo at 8 o'clock. Thursday, July 16th, the Punch Brothers at 8. Saturday, August 29th, an evening with the Mavericks. And Friday, September 25th, an evening with Dawes. Duke performances coming up very soon. These are all at Duke Gardens. All the tickets are $10, $5 for Duke students and employees. Kids 12 and under are free. June 3rd, that's a Wednesday. It is MIPSO. Wednesday, June 10th, Music Maker Review with Cool John Ferguson and Sam Fraser Jr. Wednesday, June 17th, Dom Flemons Trio. Monday, June 22nd, Phil Cook's Southland Review for three straight nights. First Monday, June 22nd, is Trials, Troubles, and Heartache. Tuesday, June 23rd, Phil Cook's Southland Review, Are You Ready for the Jubilee? And Wednesday, June 24th, introducing Scotland Mission. Once again, those were all those three nights, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of June, Phil Cook's Southland Review. Wednesday, July 1st, Laura Lynn Dossett. Wednesday, July 8th, Alice Gerard and Raina Gellert. Wednesday, July 15th, Music Maker Review featuring Boo Hanks, John D. Holman, Ironing Board Sam, and Williette Hinton. Wednesday, July 22nd, is Diali Sisoko and Kira Ba. Wednesday, July 29th, Music Maker Review featuring Pat Mother Blues Cohen and Big Ron Hunter. Switching to the Carolina Theater in Durham, May 31st, Encore Academy of Dance. It is cover to cover, 6 p.m. Tuesday, June 2nd, Shauna Tucker. Tickets start at $22. A performance is at 8. Tuesday, June 9th, Michael McDonald. Tickets start at $47. Performance at 8. Sunday, June 14th, Kids Bop Kids, the Make Some Noise Tour. Tickets start at $20. Performances at 5 and 7:30. Monday, June 15th, it is Morrissey. Tickets start at $41.50. The show is at 8. One of the most iconic and influential artists of our time, Morrissey has become a touchstone of indie, rock, and alternative music. Born Stephen Patrick Morrissey in Manchester, England, Morrissey was a co-founder, singer, and songwriter for The Smiths, the tremendously successful British indie pop band. Tuesday, June 16th, an evening with David Crosby. Tickets start at $47. Thursday, June 25th, Stuff You Should Know. Friday, June 26th, Carolina Jazz on Tour, The Rippingtons. And Wednesday, July 1st, Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo, 35th Anniversary Tour. Tickets start at $40. And the show is at 8. At PNC Arena, tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office. All Ticketmaster outlets by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. Coming up there at the PNC Arena Thursday, May 28th, it's country music star Kenny Chesney. Friday, May 29th, WWE Live. June 5th through the 7th, Make a New Friend from Sesame Street Live. Tuesday, June 9th, it's Taylor Swift. Thursday, July 23rd, Sam Smith. Friday, August 28th, Motley Crue's final tour. And Thursday, September 24th, Ariana Grande with special guest Prince Royce. Some of the events coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, May 27th through June 7th, Pump Boys and Dinettes at Kennedy Theater. Friday, May 29th, Pokemon Symphonic Evolution, North Carolina Symphony Special, Maymandy Concert Hall. Tuesday, June 2nd, Branford Marsalis and Friends, North Carolina Symphony Special at Maymandy Concert Hall. Tickets $27 to $75. Saturday, June 6th, the Legends and Heavy Hitters of Soul 2015. Tickets $52.14 to $62.14. Sunday, June 14th, Raleigh Ringer's Spring Concert at Maymandy Concert Hall. Tickets $19.14. And the performance is at 3. June 17th through the 20th, Miss North Carolina pageant at Memorial Auditorium as an official state preliminary associated with the Miss America organization. The Miss North Carolina Scholarship Pageant is a part of the largest scholarship-providing organization for women in the world. Preliminaries are June 17th through the 19th. The final competition is June 20th. June 17th through the 28th, A Few Good Men, Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night Series at Kennedy Theater. Wednesday, June 24th, it is Boys to Men, North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. The tickets run $38 to $89. Performance is at 7:30. July 8th through the 26th, Dream Girls, Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night Series at Kennedy Theater. And let me see, Saturday, July 11th, R5, Sometime Last Night Tour, Memorial Auditorium. Tickets range from $29.50 to $42.29, and that performance is at 7. And then on Saturday, July 18th, it is the Carolina Music Awards at Fletcher Opera Theater. Tickets $27.14 to $37.14. And that will do it for this week. Hate that when I hit the wrong button. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.